Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, there you go. Damn, 4 hours. Yep, I'm right here, man. Nigga's probably 18 years old, man, because trust and believe. Trust and believe. Listen, man, like I said, porn is great, but when you get to a certain age, man, it really saps you. So the first thing that I noticed when I stopped jerking off to porn is I had a lot more energy, okay? That was the first thing I noticed. And the reason for that is because your testosterone spikes. Okay. Now, granted, by that point, I was on TRT. I was on testosterone replacement therapy. But even then, I was still jerking off. So I had all this extra testosterone. But when I stopped jerking off, okay, when I stopped watching porn, my testosterone went through the roof. When you jerk off to porn and you shoot your load, okay, you are expelling testosterone from your body. When you ejaculate, your testosterone is lowered, okay? That is instrumental in making semen. Now, a lot of guys might sit here and say, okay, well, what's the difference between masturbation and having sex, right? It's both the same. It's the same. You get the same result, and it's kind of the same action. Here's the thing, guys. Here's what we really, really need to understand, and a lot of guys need to understand this very, very clear. Masturbation and sex are not the same activity, not even close. Sexual intercourse and masturbation are not the same, okay? It's the same physiological response, right, which is orgasms, but they are very different from one another. Watching someone else have sex and having sex are two different things. Here's a simple example. Watching someone lift weights and actually lifting weights, it's not the same thing. Right? Now, I know that example is a little bit cross point there. It's not exactly the same because, you know, you're not really doing anything watching somebody lift weights. It's a basic example, but it's true. Everything's the same. Lifting will benefit you, okay? Lifting will only benefit you if you are actually lifting. Fucking does the same thing, okay? Fucking does more for you as a man than watching someone else jerk off. Again, it's the same physiological response with the ejaculation, the orgasm, but it is not the same thing. And for people who say, well, wait a minute, it's got to be the same. Really, people who jerk off all the time always have electronic dysfunction, always have erectile dysfunction, right? In other words, they can't get it up. Why can you not get it up? Well, because I jerk off too much. If masturbation did not cause ED, if masturbation were the same as sex, then why does masturbation cause erectile dysfunction? Because they are not the same things. And that's all there is to it. So, again, to anyone out there who say, well, listen, masturbation and sex are the same thing, it's the same thing until you hit about 28 years old. Then you're done. Paris, hold on. Paris Milan is out here feeling some type of way. She says that I need to work on this tumor. Like, baby girl, I gave you the W. like everyone in here is talking about how fine you are. Obviously, I was wrong about the fact that you are not the person in the picture. So why you keep going in on me? Like, bitch, I gave you the W. You got 41,000 subscribers. I got 41 subscribers. Get off my nuts. Jesus Christ. Leave me the fuck alone. God damn. You win. You got it. Shit. Oh, he should have never came at me, LMAO. I was so disrespectful. Fuck you. Get out of here. Fuck out of here, man. She won. She got the win. You win. You're fine, and I got a zit on my face. All right, now go away. Jeez. Ooh. LAR is stupid. I'm a professional masturbator. Oh, you are stupid. Ooh. God damn, I don't remember any of that. When the, wait, where was that at? Damn. Boobion, god damn, that sounds like a football player. Boobion Smith. Uh-oh. Trying to get booby on the booty. Hey, here come Booby on. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, shit. Yo. Your ex. Yo, Boobion, he threw Saul all in your game, bruh. Oh, shit. Yo, Boobion was that real nigga. Oh, shit. This is great. Yo, this is crazy. My God, oh, shit. Yo, don't invite Booby. Hey, for real, if you got girls over, don't invite Booby on, because Booby on will fuck all your girls. Unbelievable, man. Yeah, the moral of the story is, don't let Boobion come over when you got girls over, because Boobion's gonna stick his dick in everything, for real. God damn. Boobion might be a porn star. Oh my God, Boobion. The second thing that I noticed when I stopped masturbating, and you guys are going to notice this too, is I started to sleep much better. When I first stopped jerking off, like, I did that so that I would have more energy. That was the original reason, right? Because when you jerk off too much, you don't have any energy to do anything, okay? I also wanted to, you know, I also wanted more, you know, more social game, et cetera, you know, kill my, you know, approach anxiety. And we'll get into that a little bit later. After about a week, I noticed that I was sleeping more deeply. I wasn't sleeping as long. Like, I was sleeping the same amount of time, but I noticed that when I woke up, I wasn't as groggy. But when I went to sleep, I stayed asleep. I didn't wake up, you know, I didn't toss and turn in the middle of the night. I would stay asleep. I firmly believe that not jerking off had a lot to do with the fact that I was sleeping better. It took me about a week to a week and a half to realize that I felt better when I woke up, but... And again, I can't prove this. All I can say is that when I stopped jerking off, I started sleeping much better. I'd never slept like that in my life. It was unbelievable, man. We got some super chats. Oh, yes. Oh, yo. You want to put a bitch's eye out? Yo, you want to put a bitch's eye out? Stop jerking off. Bruh. Man. Oh, my God. Yo, have a bitch wearing an eye patch like a pirate. Have her looking like Captain Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean and shit. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. That's how it goes. Okay, so the next thing. Now, here's one that's gonna get you guys' attention, okay? You notice when I stop jerking off, since I stopped jerking off, I stay highly motivated, gentlemen. Let me tell you guys how my day goes, okay? I wake up, I drink my coffee, I walk my dogs, I get right to work. I'm right here. I'm in the studio. I'm writing, I'm planning, I'm doing show prep. You guys who watch me every day, you guys see me on the air for between 45 minutes to an hour. That's 4 to 5 hours of show prep. Like, the things that I do, like everything that happens on my show, I don't just plop down in front of the camera and start running my mouth. No, 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 no. Everything is planned. Everything is orchestrated. That takes time. That takes energy. That takes motivation. To be able to keep up that level of motivation and putting out quality content, guys always ask me, Donovan, how in the world have you come up with 378 different topics over the last 2.5 years? I stay motivated, okay? That's just how it is. Again, you guys know I lift weights. I used to do spin class. I don't really do spin class too much anymore because it was taken away from a little bit of my muscle mass. Now, Devin, she isn't nearly as disciplined as I am. She's just not. She's a woman. Women are never going to be as disciplined as men. But she wonders how I do it, right? Like, you know, again, one reason why, now I haven't really been waking up early lately. I've actually been waking up around 6:30, 7 o'clock. Actually been sleeping a little bit longer. That probably has to do with the fact that I'm getting old, okay? But when I was in Las Vegas, when I was in Reno, I'm up at 3:30, 4 o'clock every morning, okay? And she wonders how you do it. Well, the first reason is that I try to get to bed as early as possible, or at least when I moved to Reno. I'm in bed as early as possible. The other reason is that I don't jerk off. And because I don't jerk off, I stay. Guys, even to this day, I am so highly motivated. Every once in a while, like by the time I get off of this podcast, guys, I'm going to be exhausted. Because I did an hour show with Jonathan from Modern Life Dating. I did a 1 hour consultation with another guy. I did my show, which lasted another hour and a half. I'm going to be on this show for between an hour and a half and 2 hours long. So that's three shows and one consultation today. Now, I'll be exhausted, but my mind is already churning. What am I going – like, I know what I'm going to talk about tomorrow. I'm already thinking about talking points. This is how motivated I stay, right? And the reason for that is because I don't jerk off. My testosterone is high, so my motivation is high. I'll be exhausted when I go to sleep. Dude, it's funny. When my alarm goes off, it's the coolest thing. I wake up, man. And, like, you know, like when the alarm goes off and you hit snooze or whatever and you're kind of asleep but kind of awake, I'm already getting excited. I'm like, dude, that's right. I get to work on my fucking podcast today. Guys, I'm telling you right now, you stop jerking off. I'm not saying you got to quit cold turkey like I do. The reason I quit cold turkey is because, dude, masturbation has terrible effects on me. When I masturbate, I don't want to do shit. I'm too tired to fucking sleep. I just want to lay there. Yeah. Right? But if you can keep it to once, maybe twice per week, I'm telling you right now, my motivation is always at its highest, and that's because my testosterone is high. Testosterone is the building block of manhood, gentlemen. Okay? Know and understand that, straight up. Is Paris still in here running off at the mouth? Damn, Paris. Like, goddamn. Like, is she still feeling some type of way? Oh, she said she'd set the phones on fire. Well, then why don't you prove it, Paris? You in there talking all that shit about this growth I got on my face. Like, you won. Like, why are you still trolling? Talking about she set the phones on fire. Here's a match, bitch. Call in. What the fuck you waiting on? Yeah, Nick J says I'm calling your bluff. Oh, we got a caller. I hope it's her. Straight up. Straight up. Right. Damn, dude. I haven't thought of that. That's a good point, bro. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, Paris. Good God. Time to bitch out. He knows just where it's at. Kat's already happily married to... Y'all are killing me. Y'all are keeping it 100. Like, y'all are like, yo, I'm addicted to porn, bruh. Like, X, whatever. Oh, shit. All right. Right. Damn. Oh, shit, man. What, they got, like, porn preview channels? All right. We got callers on the line. Let's go ahead and bring them on in. I'm waiting to hear this these jerk off stories. Area code 857. You're on live with the Brother Pill. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yep. You're on live with the Brother Pill. Go ahead. 857.
I was wondering, do the guys that are addicted to, have they considered being voice actors?
Hold on, just relax, I just switched the sound. Area code 857, no one could hear you until now. We can all hear you, so go ahead.
Okay. I was wondering if the guys who are addicted to porn, have they considered being male voice actors, pretty much?
Male what?
She's
male
trolling,
voice
actors. She's trolling y'all niggas. Any guys addicted to
basically
porn?
Basically a phone sex operator.
There are not male phone sex operators. What the fuck are you talking
there are. About? There are, though. There's a market for them.
A market for male phone sex operators?
Well, hold on 1 second. Alan Roger Curry does shit like that, for sure.
No, hold on. Just because somebody called up here and says that there's a market for that doesn't mean there's a market for that. Here's the thing.
There is a market for it, though.
Sweetie, hold on. Hold on. Just real quick, because you sound like you're 13 years old. You're getting excited. I'm going to mute you just for a second here, okay? Here's the thing, man. Fat, ugly bitches can pick up their phone and summon a dozen cocks to their exact location in a dozen minutes or less. There is no way on God's green earth that there is a thriving, marketable market for male phone sex operators. And even if there was, here comes the prestige, why would men addicted to porn be interested in becoming a male sex voice?
Okay, let me...
Caller,
let me
hold on,
yeah,
wait a minute,
I,
caller, that's you.
Let me say this real quick, okay?
What is it?
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Let O'Shea go. No. You're going to let
well,
it go?
Let me ask you this. Well, how do you know, I mean, how can you prove, in your opinion, that there is a market for this? You know, like, can you explain more?
What she called it.
Well, because I just know. I mean, I've seen it online that people have been looking for male operators. So I figured
if you saw it on the internet, then it must be true, right? Is that what you're going with? So if you saw it on the internet, it must be true, right? You know what else I see on the internet? You can become a millionaire in 100 days. Do you think
right,
that's true, too?
But my point is, I'm just wondering, like, why not put all that energy to use and make money out of it instead of just watching porn and, jerking off for free?
I'm not going to listen. We're not going to dignify this with a response. There is no market, sweetheart. If there really were such a thing as guys who get paid to be phone sex operators, then every guy would do it. But there's no such thing. And even if there were, there might be 50 on the face of the earth. I think you're the girl who believes the pop-up ads make $1 million in 6 months being a male sex voice operator.
No, I don't. I actually knew someone who...
Plus all your friends and buy a Lamborghini by just posting ads on the internet.
No, that's not the case.
I gotta say it. Here's the difference. Men are promiscuous, not prostitutes. If we gonna do it, we want the real thing. We not sitting there trying to pimp our sausage for some money without getting it wet. It just don't make sense to us. Okay.
Right. I think you guys are missing the point, though.
I know.
She's trying to convince us that there is a thriving market for male phone sex operators, and I'm calling bullshit. And you still haven't told us how you know. You said, I know because I know. So how do you know?
Barry White.
Well, I mean, I know. I'd rather not provide that information, but I do know.
Yeah. Translation, I'm full of shit. She's
okay,
come
me,
on and say, the reason I know, me. Listen, the reason I know there's a market, I can't give you the, oh, bitch, please, try again.
Okay, wait, let me say this. Let me say this real quick, right? I think, okay, I know Alan Roger Curry gets paid to do, like, similar situations, but then again, though, Alan Roger Curry is, like, people know him. He's been around for a long time. He's probably a man that a lot of women feel that are, like, attractive, so that's probably why they're willing to do it. Just like a nigga who just sounds good on the porn site.
Sure.
I mean, on a when women call and talk to them, I mean, probably like somewhat likely, but not hella likely. You know what I mean?
No. I think I know what you're trying to say. What she tried to listen. Are there guys who talk on the phone sexy to women for money? Yeah, but there aren't that many. So few, in fact, that you never see the job advertised. Right? Like that's just how it goes. She's trying to say that there is a market. There might be a small demand, but there is not a market for men to talk dirty to women. And even if that were the case, why would guys who are addicted to porn want that job? Just doesn't make any sense. Paris Mullen says, I refuse to call up. I don't respond to men that call me out of my name. Translation, I'm afraid to call. You got 41,000 subscribers. Only cowards play home games, Paris. Show some balls.
I know what to do for the live chat for the time being. Okay.
To the wall. Everybody go.
Yeah. So we need to focus on the show. And so, guys, do me a favor. I'll shout out the super chats in a minute. So let's do this. Call into the show. 489 people. I will go ahead and shout out the super chats in a second. I'll bring the live chat on once we can get the situation under control. But let's do this. Let's call in. How many calls we got in right now, Donovan?
We got two more calls.
Two more. Okay, let's take the calls.
All right, area code 940. You're on live with the Brother Bill. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
What's up, man?
So I'm a younger dude, and I've been told that I last too long. So, like, I got to hit it before I go in. So it's like I just, you know, I know y'all are a little older or whatever, so I just wanted to know what y'all thought about that. And that's basically it.
Thought about what?
Just like, did y'all experience that as well? You know, when you were younger, like maybe last too long or whatever, or you know,
like when we like if we jerk off, do we last longer?
No. Like, well, no. I mean, you last shorter. I mean, I come quickly. You know, whatever. And I jerk off. But like, did you guys have to do that as well? And is that because you know you were talking about lower testosterone, so it was like. And I know LAR was talking about how guys would pregame or whatever before they hit the club. So it was just like, are y'all saying that for like younger guys, is it something that young guys should stop doing as well? Or just kind of like do it as
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, LAR. You got it.
Okay. What you can do, because I'm assuming that you're young and you go on jackhammer style and you last too long, jackhammer.
Kung Fu Grip.
Because that's what you do when you're younger. And I've been down that road. What you do is you slow down because every woman is different. So you learn to feel the spots because they all have the same spots. They're just in different places sometimes. So you realize what kind of position and what kind of stroke and where her G-spot is because you last so long. Just slow it down. You start to learn. You'll be able to feel the totality of the experience, and it gives you more sexual experience in the long run. I mean, to the point where you could figure it out. You know, you don't you can figure out what condom's on. You'd be like, oh, okay, that's the spot. You ain't got to be raw to figure it out. But you use that to work on different techniques, different positions. Don't just go in there and, you know, drop the people's elbow for 37 minutes straight. Don't do that.
Ooh, shit.
You know, take your time. Just take your time.
Drop the people's elbow.
Because when you make her, how can I say this? If you make her have way more orgasms than you, the other problem you're going to have over time is you're going to have to learn who you can have sex with and who you can't.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah, like that's one of the problems I face. Like that's one of the problems I face. Like some of the chicks, they be getting impatient. I'm like, you haven't come yet? And I'm like, no. And so it's like, you know, that's why I would run into that problem a lot. Like,
Whoa, let me stop you right there. Check this out. I'm gonna bake your fucking brain with this, right? When bitches get impatient with you and say you haven't come yet, advantage you, my friend. Here's the deal, bruh. Don't let these bitches Don't let these bitches get over on you like this, man. If you can't come, that's a her problem, whether it's her problem or not. Okay? You have two, and I discussed this with Alan Roger Curry on my show. You have two sexual scenarios. Okay? You got a guy who fucks the dog shit out of a girl. He's blasting all in her, blasting loads in her face, okay? But she doesn't orgasm. Scenario number two, he's fucking the dog shit out of her. She's fucking squirting all over the place. She's squirting and shaking silent shakes, but he doesn't come, okay? 11 women out of 10 want scenario number one because 95% of a woman's satisfaction is tied to your satisfaction. And any woman in the chat that says, well, fucking, if he don't make me come, then he can't be my man, then you're a slut. Slut. That's what that is. If a girl doesn't make you come, that gives her a fucking complex. Go to my website, DonovanSharp.com, and I've got on there what are called pod picks. There are conversations I've had with women. There was a woman who dumped me because I would not come. I didn't come as fast. I didn't come the first time as fast as she came. Dude, go to my fucking website. She says, listen, I think you're cute and we have great sex, but it kind of sucks that I'm having 3 or 4 orgasms before you have the first one. Don't take it personally. Big fucking deal to me, right? Like, if you're fucking one, you're fucking them all. But if you don't come, it gives a girl a complex. That is your advantage. Don't succumb to the – don't – no. If you're a guy who has to fuck for a little bit longer to bust the nut, that's your advantage. Don't let a bitch shame you. And if she says, you haven't come yet, so let me get this straight, sweetheart. You're going to shame me because I haven't come yet? Maybe this is a you problem. Maybe your pussy isn't tight enough. Oh, my God, I can't believe he said that. Oh, my God. Hold on. Just relax. Oh, my God, I can't believe I haven't busted a nut yet. Now what? Check me. Like, get out of here with that, man. Bitches have it all. Sluts. All
right.
And technically, you might have another problem.
Uh-oh.
The problem would be.
He's like, what do you mean,
okay.
Yo,
okay.
He came at you with that quick.
Here's the thing. if you're doing that and say you give a woman multiple orgasms and you don't have one, She really don't want to say anything about you having sex with her around her friends.
Wow.
Because she got one of them friends that be like, I bet you I could do it.
Real talk, bruh.
what happens is, you know, it's really not necessarily about you. It's about how am I going to tell my girlfriends that I can't handle it.
I can't make him come. Right.
Because as O'Shea would say, Lolo Keisha going to be in your DM.
Oh, she's going to be – listen, Lolo Keisha's already in the DMs. Now she's going to be blowing you up for real. She's like,
that makes a lot of sense with what's been going on lately, man. You know, she's been telling me to avoid certain people. I'd be like, huh? For what? Don't want to tell me why. That would make sense. That would make
right,
sense.
But she said he asking you, what, you haven't come yet? Oh, no. She ain't shaming you. She's like, you haven't come yet? Oh, shit. I can't handle this shit.
Look, I'm going to tell you how this story ends. Few years gonna go by. If y'all go y'all separate ways, you gonna run into that friend. They might not be friends no more.
Mm-mm.
And you know what she gonna remember? Them stories.
Straight up. Yo, right. Hey, listen, hold on. Wait. Stay on the line, caller. Here's something else I'm gonna let you know. Okay. Another benefit to not masturbating, whether you're young or old, you will never, ever have erectile dysfunction. Listen, You search it on the web. Why do men have erectile dysfunction? Why do men have ED? They've tried to explain it. Well, it's a mental thing. It's psychological. Maybe something happened in his youth. Blah, 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 blah. The reason men in their 20s, young guys, have ED is because you guys are spanking the fucking monkey too goddamn much. You watch too much fucking porn. It's not that your dick doesn't work. It's because when you watch porn, you because guess what? You don't have erectile dysfunction when you're jerking off, do you? Like your dick stands at attention then, right? Right?
Nah.
Your brain, is, here's the thing. When you jerk off to porn, guys, and I want you to understand this. I want you to understand this. When you jerk off to porn, you are literally rewiring your brain to only respond to porn and dick stroking by your hand. So when you like, so when you've got your girl back at home, but you pick her up at a bar, a casino, whatever the case may be, and she gets on her knees and she starts sucking your dick may get hard for a minute because your brain recognizes what happened, but then you go soft. Why do you go soft? Because your brain doesn't recognize what's going on. Okay. Like, your brain is like, wait a minute, I'm used to being stroked by my hand while watching something on a tiny screen. I don't really know what's going on, so I'm going to shut everything down there. You want to be able to get hard, but your brain is saying, don't know what's going on here. This is different. I think I'm supposed to get hard, but I'm not sure. Hey, Donovan, we're used to watching pretty girls getting fucked on a screen while stroking our dick. I don't know what this new activity is, so I'm just going to go ahead and shut everything down there because I don't recognize what's going on here. This is what happens. Your dick doesn't get ED when you're stroking at the porn, does it? Right? So
nope.
Jerking off to porn too much will give you erectile dysfunction. This is why guys in their teens and 20s can't get it the fuck up. This is why guys in their 20s are getting Viagra from their fucking doctors. Thanks for the call, area code 940. And you need to fuck your friend's girl. All those bitches that she tells you to stay away from, you need to holler at them bitches. They all can get a piece, for real.
Let me do this. Devon to God, shout out to you. Bro, I fap every day and work out 2 hours a day. 2 hours super chat. Thank you, Mr. Ibmore. $2. Marcus Love for the Viagra Fund, Brother Pill Forever. Josh the Quick. Porn can turn a brother into an incel. Be careful.
Yes.
St. Everest, talk about sex dolls. St. Everest, give me the number. I must call. This is my shit-ish. Oh, well, I would rather not, but no fap is saving my life and my mind. My trans attraction is almost gone. Oh, my God.
Damn.
5 days clean. Okay, Hurricane Silos. Thank you for $299. Guys, do me a favor. Get the likes up. Thank you for supporting the show. I appreciate you guys. If you want to support the show by the Super Chat, you can definitely do so. We got a lot of people. I see a lot of people talking about the show is good. The show is awesome.
Yes, sir.
You can always support the show.
Jesus paid it
by
all.
Liking the videos and all of that. So let's go ahead and take another call.
Listen, man, I was just saying that because that's what O'Shea said sometimes. I was just saying, Jesus paid it all. Likes are free. I don't know. Whatever O'Shea be talking about. All right. Harry code 513. You're on live with the Brother Pill. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's going on, man? St. Everest. I heard you say O'Shea. You know this is my stuff.
Fuck!
Hey, man, I just want to... Yeah, I'm going to call. Now, I'm hiding in the bathroom because my parents are in the next room, but I just want to warn these guys who are addicted, you have to stop. Okay, you have to stop because what will end up happening is you'll like some other stuff and you won't be able to quit. All right, take it from me. I'm not going to go into any details, but it is a drug, okay? And the only way to reverse whatever you guys are going through is to do NoFap, okay? I'm going to SAA meetings. I went at 9 o'clock. I'm in therapy. I'm sick. It's made me sick. So I'm actually leaving YouTube this month because of it. I'm leaving social media, all that.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah, it's made me sick. I'm lusting after my therapist. It's really bad. I can't really jerk off that good. I can't feel anything. I just kind of tip salt palmetto, and now I'm pretty much salt palmetto mixed into a eunuch without the surgery. So it's like dead down there, and this is the price I have to pay. So to reboot myself, I have to destroy myself. So I just wanted to give you guys a warning. You do not want to go through what I'm going through, okay? You don't want to go through this. You don't want to be 30 years old and having all these problems. You don't, because I'm sick. I'm actually sick. And while I'm online, O'Shea, I'm going to send you a message, okay? It's a Google document of a book I was going to write. It's Red Pill, but because of how sick I am, I can't write it. Hopefully, maybe you and Donovan can write it and make a classic. So that's it. All right. Bye, guys.
Appreciate it. Hey, that... That's that testimonial. That nigga talk about he is sick. Now, somebody made a chat in the comments that I agree with. PR writer says, not facts for everyone. That's about 38% right, right? Like, you can say that it's not for everyone, and what you're trying to do, you're trying to give yourself an excuse. Listen, there's nothing wrong with – listen, if you jerk off two or three times a week, that's fine. That's not what I'm talking about here, okay? I'm talking about guys who jerk off every day, twice a day, three times a day. One dude talked about he's jerking off 8 hours a day. I was like, what? Like, what do you – dude, for 8 hours a day, that's unbelievable. What we're talking about is the chronic masturbation, okay? We're talking about masturbation to the point where real women don't turn you on anymore. And pornography is like cocaine. It's like drugs. It's okay to do every once in a while, but just don't do it all the time. If you do it all the time, eventually it's going to fuck you up. You know what they say, nothing in excess. You can indulge a little bit, just don't do it all the goddamn time. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I got a messed up story, man. And I was laughing because it's one of the commenters said something. You know, usually if you're addicted to porn, that's supposed to be a private thing. But normally guys get caught because you keep your screen on or something like that, right?
Right.
And there was this particular incident maybe about 15, 20 years ago where an older guy that I know was addicted to porn. So I actually needed to use the computer. And
oh no, what happened? Were the keys on the keyboard sticky?
No, man, I hit the power button and the computer cut on, and it was like a Bruce Jenner fest, and I couldn't look at him the same no more.
Oh shit, man.
Like, you know, so sometimes if you get into it, I'm guessing what winds up happening is the women just ain't enough. You go deeper down the rabbit hole after a while. And he was so deep down a rabbit hole, I was just like, I'm never using the computer again.
Wow.
Like, you know, you can't, you know, you want to go get some wings? I don't. I don't want to go get no wings. You know?
Oh, God.
You want to go get some beers? Not with you. What happened? I don't even want to talk about it.
Wow.
You know, because some people, y'all get addicted to it. And, you know, nightmares, man. Nightmares. That's all I'm saying.
Damn. Dude, I'm seeing shit like animal porn, rabbit hole. Like, I was never that goddamn deep, man. Like, I thought I had a porn addiction because I was jerking off every day. I jerk off one or two times a day. That's how I did it. And anytime I jerked off, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, that was good enough for me. And it was standard. It was just the standard stuff, just dudes fucking girls, right? A little bit of anal action, a little bit of facial action, right? But y'all talking about some crazy shit, anime, porn.
Let's go there. When I was in college, one of my college roommates had a roommate, and it was bad to the point I had to prank him. It was so bad. I remember my homeboy coming to my room. He said, look, man. He's watching porn and jerking off to the point where I could tell if he's using lotion or baby oil, dog. Like,
damn.
You could just tell by the sound that night. Because it was his college dorm. So, you know, the beds, like, you know, they're on the side of the wall or whatever. He said, so all I could hear is the volume on one going, and every night, dog. I can't sleep.
Damn, that's
every
fucking
night.
Bruh. Wait, did you say... Yo,
that is
some supersonic speed. You know what? This is funny. This show is actually making me feel better. I don't think I had a porn addiction. I'm just a guy who just jerked off to porn every day. We're talking about... God damn.
Look,
wait, hold on real quick, L.A.R. O'Shea, where did you go just now for the last three, 4 minutes?
I got a porn addiction, but I got a coffee addiction that's even worse.
Where was you at just now? I'm fucking with you. Go ahead, L.A.R. You got it.
This is going to be cold-blooded, but... I told one of my older cousins about this, and he just chuckled. He said, well, you know, when I was in college, it was, you know, they didn't have a lot of lotion and oils like that.
What?
You know? So one of our roommates, we called him Spit Dick. Every night. I'm like, what?
Hey,
I'm telling you.
Dick?
That was his nickname all through college.
Bit dick. That's some military type shit. Like you get caught jerking off in the barracks and spitting out, oh, spit dick. Oh, my God.
If you ever had a nickname for watching too much porn and jerking off, you bad.
Damn.
Look, let me give out some shout outs, man. Guys, let me touch some real new real quick while we're giving the shout outs. Everybody, let us know where you're watching the show from, right? Comment your city and state. We'll just take like a little bit of time just to before getting the calls.
All right.
I'm trying that new technique. Let me do this. Okay. Jonathan Coleman, your brain on porn is a good read. Thank you, brother, for the $70 super chat. Mr. B, can porn or self pleasure in the marriage? We'll answer that in a minute. Mr. Edmore 47, jacking off is an all time high. So, guys on the panel, well, let's just see where people are calling in from. Right? I'm interested to see where are these motherfuckers watching from. All right, New Jersey, Oklahoma City, okay, Jacksonville, Florida.
Wow, look at this. Greensboro, right? Check this out.
You see how fast it is?
Yeah,
I got to slow down the chat.
Whoa, look at this. Taiwan, Concord, North Carolina. Dude, I've been to half of these fucking cities. I've been to Baltimore, Boston, lived in Greensboro, Jersey City, been to Atlanta. God damn, been to St. Louis, Miami, Concord.
Hold real quick. Let me just do this. Real quick, I'll give you guys a shout-out, right? We really appreciate you guys. For watching this show, and some of you are probably going to get fired tomorrow.
Look at that shit. Paul Wilson in Philly right down the road. Brooklyn in the house. Zona.
Yeah.
New Jersey City.
let's – hold on a second. Yeah, let me go back and just shout out some of the people that are commenting there. Wait, what the fuck is going on? White man's holding me back, dog.
Yo, look at this shit. Scranton, PA. Daniel,
all right,
Georgia.
Yeah. Scranton, PA. Okay, let me go back in here, okay? RJ Shine, Chicago. Thank you, Minister Engine Board from Daniel. Javon, Tampa, Florida. Nairobi, Kenya. Rashaggy, Black 9251. Memphis, Tennessee. New Justice, Orlando. Larry, Laro, H-Town. That dude. That's dude. Or Arizona, DeCoro. Dark Quail. Yeah, you definitely a nigga with a name like that. Dark Quail.
Damn.
Texas.
Dark
Julian
Quail.
Joseph. Kingston, Jamaica. Thank you. Timothy. Athens, Georgia, Bluff,
yes.
Cluck City Kid, Memphis, Coffee Black, Riley, Dre Raphael, Boston, Emmanuel Assambajo, D.C., Mr. Marcus, East Atlanta. All right, my brother from Aaron Okola. Oh, Lublin, that's my boy from my – man, what you freaking, my nigga? What are you doing up? Vince 216 UK. That's my boy, man, right there. All right, guys, thanks so much. Go ahead, Donovan.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Area code 478. You're on live with the Brother Phil. Go ahead. You gotta turn down the YouTube there, buddy.
I'm sorry, man.
That's all right. That's cool. Go ahead. On. You're on live with the Brother Bill. Go ahead. You got it.
What's going on, Shay Donovan? LAR. How y'all doing?
Good.
Yeah, man. It's a pretty good topic, especially for me. It's something I've been dealing with for a couple of years now. And for my situation, it's pretty much just I wasn't dealing with a bigger issue, and that's why I was using porn to kind of like filter out that issue, which was depression. So a lot of guys don't realize that, you know, that addiction. Yeah, that addiction comes from something bigger. It could be depression. It could be anxiety. It could be something that happened in your past.
Good.
So I would encourage people, like, you know, find out what's really going on, because it's really just a behavior from a bigger issue. Like, once I started dealing with my depression, like, my addiction to that shit just really just went out the window. And, you know, I still get curious and watch it from time to time, but it's just not a part of who I am anymore, you know what I'm saying? And it's really something I don't want to do, because I realized that when I stopped, like Donovan said, that all the benefits started coming. I just have more energy. I'm more motivated to, you know, improve myself and all that. And, you know, I don't have a big issue with anxiety anymore.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, well, good. Listen, good call. Thanks for the testimonial. You know, you hear stuff like this all the time. Addictive behavior is usually the cause of some sort of underlying issue, right? Like, don't get me wrong, alcoholics drink because they do it because they like the drink at first. But by the same token, they have other issues that they have to work out. And so the alcohol sort of helps them cope with that. I've never thought about masturbation as a way for men to cope with depression or other issues that they have in their life, man. I've never thought of it that way.
That was dope.
Yeah,
that was dope.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Area code 803. You're on live with the Brother Pill. Go ahead.
I'm back.
Hey, come on. Sorry. Basically, I just
that's twice, nigga. That's twice.
I'm nervous. Sorry. Okay,
no, hold on. Listen, check this out. There's no need to be nervous, man. We're just talking about dicks and jerking off and shooting semen on bitches' faces and watching them do it.
Nothing. And if you say the wrong thing, you'll hang up
here.
On me.
And if you say right. If you say the wrong thing, I'm gonna cut you off. I'm gonna hang up on your ass. But you know, listen, no pressure. You got it.
All right, but LER, I was actually one of those guys in college that actually like jerked off all the time in the dorm. And what the messed up thing was that my roommate was actually like a hardcore Christian, but like he ended up getting laid before I did. So like, you know, kind of. And also,
of course, he told me to get my dick sucked. He told me, he came to me in a dream. He said, "You know, Donovan, go get ahead."
Yeah, I just like ran into him randomly. It was so weird. I was like jealous. So I was like, "Hey, you know," but I was actually on NOFAP for like 8 months. And the one thing I noticed, like, I improved on so many different levels, but when I had sex, it was like I came quick. Cause like when I was fapping, I did have sex. Actually, lasted pretty long because my dick was numb. But then when I started having sex, it was like I came super quick.
Right. That's what happened.
Yeah. So like, But I would say like if you're trying to get on NoFap, the one thing you gotta do, cause that's what really helped me out, was like you gotta like put it in your mind from the beginning that this is what you want to do. You can't like half step it. You can't be like, well, let's just see how it goes. And you gotta like have a conviction about it. It's like, no, this is what I'm gonna do, and I'm gonna do it for as long as I possibly can. That's the key to success in NoFap.
I heard somebody take a breath. Somebody's gonna ask him a question.
Yeah, no, I just thought about something that what he was saying. One of the things that you'll learn is you have control over yourself when you're masturbating, but that's a different kind of control when you're actually having sex.
Right.
So sometimes it's not just it's performance anxiety. It's also not being able to control yourself the way you do when you masturbate. You know,
yeah.
A lot of people can't. You don't know how to. You in there, and it's the real deal. And you know, you got to use your whole body. See, if you pressing too hard with your whole body, it's just about to shoot out of there. You got to relax. And a lot of times when guys are addicted to porn and you are addicted to jerking off, your hand is easy, man. You doing sausage curls all day. You know, your arms are strong, but your body.
Got the, your forearm looking diesel as a motherfucker.
Yeah, you know, you got them Popeyes.
But, oh, my God.
But when you having sex with a woman, the work it takes,
okay,
kind of messes with you with the guys. You know, it's like you start sweating in 0.3 seconds because you're not used to the physical labor.
Right, right.
You know, so you know, I just thought about that when he was talking. So I'm just saying.
Let me do this. I think just briefly talk about this. Right, at some point in the show, I've never heard that people. Because I mean, me personally, I've always watched the porn. Depression was never a reason why I watched it. Feeling good, feeling bad, I'm watching X and XXVideos.com. This guy said that some dudes do it out of depression. Wow. That makes a lot of sense. I never thought about it before. Is there a point to that?
Yes, the reason why dudes do it when they're – here's the thing, right? When you have depression, when you are clinically and medically depressed, this is a chemical problem in your brain. Your dopamine, your serotonin receptors are not firing off, right? So you're not getting happy. Well, guess what? When you ejaculate, when you bust a nut, your brain is flooded with dopamine and serotonin. So when you are depressed, you want to feel good. So you jerk off. As soon as you do it, dopamine and serotonin, I feel good for about 10 seconds, and then you're depressed again. And I'll tell you something else. It also makes sense because you know while you're spanking the fucking monkey, oh, I'm feeling depressed, but help is on the way. The anticipation, I'm serious, the anticipation in and of itself makes it even more addicting. This actually, check this out, this actually leads me to another reason why you shouldn't jerk off. What happened to me when I stopped jerking off is I was motivated to talk to girls. Now, a lot of guys might think, well, this is obvious. Well, when you jerk, but here's the thing. When you jerk off to porn, you bust a nut. What happens when you bust a nut, O'Shea? Are you thinking about going and talking to girls? No. Here's the thing, guys. The ejaculation has already rewarded you. The ejaculation has rewarded to you or rewarded you with the serotonin, the dopamine, the oxytocin rush. You haven't worked for it. Actually, your hand, your Popeye forearms work for it, right? So if you're out and you see a hot girl at a coffee shop when you're out, you look, but you don't talk because your brain has already rewarded you. You have already been rewarded with that rush, right? The more you jerk off, the less you want to talk to girls. This is why low-level MGTOWs end up fucking sex dolls or getting addicted to cartoon porn. They jerk off they jerk off so fucking much, and guys have said it in the chat. Jerking off will make you an incel. They jerk off so fucking much, they're not motivated to talk to girls. The more they do it, the more they jerk off, the less they want to talk to girls. Then they say, well, the juice isn't worth the squeeze. Well, of course, you think that in your mind, because why spit game at a woman and go through the trouble of building attraction if you've already achieved the reward of ejaculation? Why pay for something you've already gotten freely and easily through masturbation?
Right. No. That actually makes a whole lot of focus. Go ahead, LER.
Can we add to this conversation? If you get too addicted to it and you're going to want the real thing, it's going to lead you down the path of voyeurism. This is how some guys wind up cock holes and be swingers and be at strip clubs, because now you just can't get off on the internet porn.
Right.
You got to see real life porn face to face.
Yep. That's right.
You know, and
it escalates,
you know,
man.
You people watching threesomes. Oh, man, I like this and that. Where did that come from?
I like to watch.
Yeah.
I don't like to watch shit. I like to watch my dick go into her pussy. That's what I like to watch.
And sometimes if you one of the people that like to put your phone out and film yourself while you're having sex, the film is more important than the sex at that point.
That's right.
Oh, that is true.
Wait, the feeling is more important than the sex. You mentioned that earlier, LAR, that kung fu grip, right? Guess what, guys? When you've got that kung fu grip and you're fucking stroking your dick like a piston, pussy feels good. It don't feel that goddamn good. And you wonder why you get soft? Because you don't have that fucking kung fu grip fucking 1,000 miles an hour. Of course you're not going to get hard and stay hard. It doesn't work that way.
Let me just do this real quick. Let me shout out some people on the Super Chat. And, guys, thank you so much for the support. Let me shout out my man Jonathan Coleman again for the 7th time Super Chat. Paris, on a serious note, this sounds like a mental illness, and I've read studies about the long-term detriment. The addiction is like drug and alcohol addiction. Yeah, I'm still addicted. I've been addicted since 1994. When I was 13, we'll talk about that a bit later. But,
wait. I got to interrupt, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Please, if there are ladies in the chat, please don't act like y'all are more addicted to masturbating than we are. Y'all got underwear remote.
Hell yeah.
Y'all got
Y'all
in the bathtub, all in the shower, in the water.
Y'all got different colors. They're playing movies on the dildos. You got dildos doing all kinds of shit. And Y'all are that advanced type masturbation. Well, you guys have sex dolls, bitch. A dildo is a sex doll to y'all. Don't even get up all up in here like, you guys are fucked up. No, y'all bitches fucked up. Purple dildos.
Because if you go to sex stores...
That's all women's shit. All for women's shit.
Almost all that shit's for women.
Yeah, man. Even fucking marble sized beads in your asshole and shit, pulling them out one by one. No. Y'all, listen. We some nasty niggas, man. But y'all some nasty bitches. Like, we gonna share in this one. We all in this together. We all gonna be nasty together. Y'all gonna be like, y'all nasty. No, we are nasty.
Right. Right. That's what y'all want to know. Shout out to Ebby Ev in there. Let me do this. PR writer, thank you, brother, for the 489 Super Chat. St. Everest, guys, don't be like me. I've seen animals bone humans in snuff films. Stuff is deep.
Damn.
St. Everest, I was exposed to porn at 6 and was okay, you're making me sad
whoa,
now.
Whoa.
Okay, the corporate day. Hope this don't show up in my bank account as fapping therapy session. Shout out to you, bro. Hey, guys, get the likes up on the episode. At some point, we might do a quick shout-out to you again. Marcus Love, what about female masturbation, your opinion? He just said that. Oh, my God, great minds think alike. Okay, what do you guys think? That'll be a good show. Do you think that females masturbate as much as men?
I don't know. I'm not a female.
What would your take be?
First of all,
I don't know. Probably not, because females can get sex more, but I don't know. That's a good question.
Man, they masturbate way more than us. First and foremost, they don't consider playing with themselves a bad thing. They can do it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a...
Flicking the bean.
Look, I bought women the vibrating thongs.
What?
Oh,
shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just, you, Yeah, with the remote on them, you take them out dancing and go out to eat and you hit the button on their ass while they're talking? Yes. They shower, tub.
Yeah, that's true.
That's water really high.
That's true.
The little pocket rockets.
Oh,
you know,
shit. Yeah, the silver bullet.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
The
rabbit.
If they have that as a lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
We can't walk around.
Wait, there's lipstick vibrators? God damn.
Yeah.
Y'all see me? What the fuck? The white man hold my camera back. What the hell going on?
Y'all
see me now?
You fell off the wagon. You watching that interracial porn, man, and the white man is punishing you for that. You better watch that shit.
You know what I want to say real quick, though? You know, what's the lady's name from, she made the Issa Rae.
Oh, my God, for that big challenge.
No. I'm talking about there was a scene, right? And when D was living here, she was using a vibrator, and the batteries died. And D was like, oh,
Insecure?
Shit. I was like, wait, that happens to y'all? She goes, hell yeah. So I didn't know that was like something that really females, you know, when the vibrator batteries die, like right in the middle of it.
Damn.
I didn't know how much she was able to, like, build rapport with that scene. A lot of black women really got a lot of rapport with that because she was using the vibrator and the batteries died. And I guess that happens to a lot of chicks, so it fucks up their mood. You know what I mean? Now you have chicks that buy, like, tons of batteries for those shits just in case that shit happens.
USBs.
See, okay, I didn't know that.
USBs probably changed the game, bro.
Okay, but I didn't know that was, like, you know what I mean? Like, that was something that she could build rapport with. But obviously, that's something that she could build rapport with because she could agree exactly along with. So it lets me know, okay, if you can build rapport with that, you nasty motherfucker, then how many else of y'all do that shit? You know what I mean?
Hey, bro,
first of all, we all nasty. Let's just put it on the table. Mm-hmm. Some of this money that y'all think she getting her hair and her nails done with, that's sex toy money.
Oh, shit.
Like, we cheap. All we need
is a screen and some lotion from the dollar store. That's it.
Bam.
That's what we need. That's it. We good.
These women, man, y'all better go look at the prices on that stuff.
I'm telling you. I'm trying to tell you. Listen, where masturbation fucks up the game for women is when they get like the fucking, like the 14-inch Coke bottle jump off. Right, like that's what happens with them. They get the 14-inch masturbation set. It's all black, right?
Right.
Cock as big as a fucking softball bat, and they're like, yay, yay. Then you get up in there, you wonder, right? Like you know, I think I'm pretty good size. Like, what the fuck? Like, why didn't you feel anything? You look over on a counter.
Oh, let's go there. It's about
like,
time.
Listen, my vibrator's in that bit, bitch. I took your vibrator to the batting cage, bitch. It's that goddamn big. Fuck out of here.
Okay. Here's a few things. One is, just like they said, the women get it thrown at them all day long.
Yes.
Part of what's getting thrown at them all day long is also their vibrators and their dildos. So that's one thing. The other thing is, when they get so addicted to that stuff, they can't handle the real thing. Because they don't know how to work with the real thing in them. They only know how to work with their dildo.
Right.
That's it.
Right. That's it.
They only know how to work with their vibrator.
Let me jump in here real quick. Let me talk about why I think that you might have a point about them using. Yeah, I was hearing you mention that these passion toy parties. Shout out to John DeGene. I was just writing that. These sex toy parties are fucking huge.
Yes.
They make tons of money. They do this shit in their home.
Yep.
It's a big industry. You know, everybody knows that. But also, I would say that probably the reason why women may masturbate more than men is because although they get more dicks thrown at them, women are probably far more selective than who they fuck than we are. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that's probably the reason why, because women can get dick whenever they want, but again, you know, especially if a woman is like somewhat attractive and has something going on for her, she's gonna probably hold off until she can get maybe a guy that she might think is, you know, unless she's just a straight out slut. But they're a lot more selective in who they fuck than we are. Like, and I hate to say this, You black men, a lot of y'all niggas, y'all will fuck a trash can if it got a pussy on it.
Straight up.
I mean, let's just
straight
be
up.
Honest.
Just keep it real.
You niggas will fuck anything.
Keep it real.
So, anything, like, on a good night, it don't matter who, like, man, I'm telling you, I got some stories, man. I done seen some niggas fuck some chicks in sections that was that big. So, that's what I think they do it more, because they're probably more selective than we are.
You is one part you left out.
Okay.
They're attracted to both sexes. So women will get horny looking at another woman too.
Oh yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing though. Women are attractive. Women are naturally attracted to each other. They really are. Because if think about it like this, right? Because women are soft, they smell good, they feel good inside and out. Just the way they're made, they're attractive to both men and women. You think of it this way. If you found out that your girlfriend cheated on you with another woman, me, I'd be like, I guess I'm supposed to be pissed off, right? But I'm really not. Like, next time, like, invite her over so, like, you can share in the fun. But if a woman finds out that her guy cheated on her with another guy, that, like, lesbian porn, hey, I'm all for it. Homosexual porn with two guys, that's disgusting. Like, so I think all women are naturally, I don't want to say bisexual, because not every woman has had an experience with another woman, but I think women are naturally physically and sometimes low-level sexually attracted to each other, because women are that much more attractive than we are. That's just how it is.
And they have no boundaries, because I got to be wrong. And if you go in a sex store, they'll have a dildo with two sides, so two women could be on each side, right?
Right.
You ain't going to never see nothing like
shit.
That built for men.
Oh, hell no. Hell
never.
No.
Never, never. It's not going to be, James, I got this side, you got that side. It's never going to happen. You know? So.
Oh, my God.
They're way more wild than we are.
Like they be putting in like beads, like they use the beads on like two different women and shit. Like, ugh. Here, listen, check this out. I'm gonna point out two more, right? Two more that are in, and I want you guys to stay with me here. Two more benefits to not jerking off. This has been one of the best episodes we've ever had, man.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
A benefit is that you are turned on by real women big time. Obviously, when you stop jerking off the porn, you have higher testosterone, you're turned on by real women. I'll say it again. When you masturbate to porn, masturbating to porn literally rewires your brain to reward you for watching pretty girls get fucked while stroking your dick. Okay? If you're jerking off and not getting laid, you can only get turned on by porn. What that means is that real women don't turn you on. Maybe strippers will turn you on because they have awesome bodies, but even that's not the same. Because while she may look like a porn star in the body, your dick still isn't going to respond because she isn't bent over the couch getting butt-fucked by a dude with a 15-inch cock and your dick's not in your hand, okay? Jerking off, what it does is it literally eliminates your desire to talk to and fuck women. Here's another game tip. If you're out, pay attention to the men around you when there's a hot girl around. If you see a really hot girl, really attractive woman walk by, you'll notice that every man looks at her. They have to. But there's always one dude every so often who doesn't look. She doesn't even register. Every other guy around looks at her. They're imagining what she looks like. Thinking. These thoughts go through my head too, right? What she looks like on her knees, right in front of us, sucking our dicks, our cocks down the throat. What our ass looks like when we're fucking her doggy style. We're imagining her tits shaking up and down when we're pounding her. We all have these feelings and thoughts and desires. But every so often, there's one guy where a girl like this doesn't even register on the radar. It's almost like she's invisible. That's the guy with a porn addiction, okay? That's the guy whose brain is trained to reward him only for stroking his dick while watching girls who look like the girl who passed by getting fucked with 20-inch dongs. That's it. That's how you can tell.
And we're about to go left. And this is what happens when guys get insecure about their sex game because they've been watching too much porn and now they're trying to compete with other men because
real
they've been,
talk, man.
You know, is it like I know the guys who watch the porn and couldn't satisfy their woman and their woman to go with somebody else. And then it's like, well, you know, I'm trying to do it like such and such. Dog, you're really trying to emulate a porn star while you're having sex with your woman and you don't even pay attention to the fact that you're not you're not doing a damn thing.
Bruh, I'm trying to tell you.
And then you got the other guys who they get so addicted to watching porn. This is where they had these BBC issues from. Because they've been watching porn. Now you're in the locker room.
Wait,
they looking
what's
at
BBC? Hey, wait, hold on. Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying. Like this.
Are you talking about guys having like a size complex because they're watching big dicks all the time? What is BBC?
Big black cock.
Okay.
This guys who when you know.
Why don't they just call it
the,
big dicks? All right, whatever.
No, I'm just saying. Like, but you could tell guys who have that issue because they start staring at guys in a weird way, and you're like. You've been watching a lot of porn, bro. Like, you getting too close, too comfortable. Like, why are you sitting here staring at me? You know?
Right.
You know? So, it becomes an issue because guys watch so much porn that they take the focus off the women and start focusing on the men and become insecure.
Not only that, guys who are addicted to porn, they have insecurity issues with their dicks. They're like, oh, my God, there's no way I'm satisfying my woman. Well, why do you say that? I don't know. I just don't have a big dick. How do you know you don't have a big dick? Well, that again, that's when you know you're watching porn. You have to understand this, guys. You guys got to go to DonovanSharp.com. I did an episode on I did a show called Does Size Matter? Okay. Size matters to an extent, but size only really matters unless you're in the top or bottom 5%. You have to understand that guys that you see on porn, they're in the top 1% of the dick size. These guys have the biggest cocks on the fucking planet, man. And they're the size of the actors, these guys aren't 6'5" motherfuckers, man. These guys are like 5'7", 5'8". So their dicks appear to be bigger, okay? The average porn star, 115 pounds. So they're tiny little girls, right? So you think that there are these huge dicks going into these tiny... No, that's not the way it works, man. Don't get me wrong. Porn stars do have big dicks, but you watch that stuff long enough, you start to become insecure. Then you get performance anxiety. Now you really have erectile dysfunction. Because you look at your dick, you're like, damn, my dick is not as big as Count Blackula or whatever popular porn star's name is or whatever the case may be. Like, my dick's not as big as that guy, so I'm not going to be able to satisfy my girl. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. One issue begets another, man. It's like a domino effect. And before you know it, all you can do is jerk off.
And this is why certain guys get insecure and they have issues with thick chicks.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to holler at her. She's just too fat. No, it's not that she's too fat.